All right, so now that the man accosting my wife is gone, we can get back to preaching the biblical gospel, warning you that unless you repent and turn and seek the kingdom of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You can't follow man-made religion like the Roman Catholics. You can't follow evangelicalism. You can't follow any man-made flavor. The man-made flavors will damn your soul. Jesus said, if you worship God in vain, Mark 7, keeping the commandments and the traditions of men. So test yourself to the word of God, neighbor. Holy is the Lamb of God. Jesus makes the narrow way. The Pope is lying to you. Mary's just a sinner if you're a Roman Catholic. If you're an evangelical, they're lying to you as well. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Loving our neighbor today. Telling the truth. Calling people out to the biblical gospel. Calling people to holiness and righteousness, not worldliness and sin. What must you do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the commandments of God. And then he told the man, one thing you lack. He loved him and corrected him and said, one thing you lack. What one thing do you lack, neighbor? Are you lacking the truth of God? Are you living in sin and worldliness? One lie will put you out of the kingdom. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. One lie put Adam and Eve out of the kingdom. One lie killed two priests in Leviticus 10. One lie killed Ananias and Sapphira after grace has come. How many sins is it going to keep you, put you out of the kingdom? Test yourself. The Bible says there's no sacrifice if you live in willful sin. So worldliness is willful sin. Loving the Packers is worldly, willful sin. Keeping pagan holidays is willful sin. Believing a false gospel is sinful and cannot save you. Living like the world, dressing in pride and vanity, acting in your flesh. Romans 8 says you cannot please God in the flesh. You must walk in the spirit, not the flesh. Paul talks about it in Galatians 5. Galatians 5 says, Galatians 5 says you can put down the flesh by walking in the spirit. And the spirit of God will help you put down the carnal fleshly man. That's why reading the Bible, studying the Bible, knowing the Bible is so very important. So then you can walk it out, you can live it out, and you can be carrying out the commandments of God according to the word of God. But if you just live your own way, if you just follow the culture, if you follow the popes and the modern pastors, you're going to be deceived and you're going to lose your soul on judgment day. We don't want you to lose your soul on judgment day. Test yourself to the holy word of God, neighbor.